What's up, everybody? Joe here. Listen, I already messed this up because I'm so used to doing podcast Rock City. Let's do this. Deleted. What's up, Kiss Army? My name is Joe, and this is your 20-minute Kiss fix. I already messed that all up. It doesn't matter. We're here to talk Kiss for 20 minutes, and then head on. I got a big day. Hey, Stevie, what's going on? Javier, what's going on? Darth, nice to see you guys. I have a huge day tomorrow. I get to meet two of my favorite people on the planet, one being Kevin Smith, you guys know as Silent Bob, right? And also, I'm going to meet Kurt Angle tomorrow, one of my favorite professional wrestlers. Hello, I hope you guys are doing great. Let's go ahead and get to this show's topic, and that is... That's this right here. Gene Simmons solo record. You know, it's really weird because I've spent more time looking at Peter's record cover than I have any of the others. Peter's was the first of the solo albums I got when I was a little kid. I remember taking a piece of paper and putting it over the top and like tracing the makeup. Of course, you know, I'm sure a lot of you guys did. Stevie's telling me I suck, and it's not because he really thinks I suck. He's upset I'm getting to meet Kurt Angle tomorrow. Anyway, so look at this, man. Gene Simmons solo album. I want to know, it gets mixed reviews. You guys that are watching right now, you're live with me. Let's go ahead and give us the review. Let's go out of 5 stars. What do you guys get it? Every one of you give us how many stars you give it. Let's talk about the songs. Let's see. Radioactive, I like. Burning Up With Fever, stinker. See You Tonight, I like. Tunnel of Love, stinker. True Confessions, stinker. Living in Sin, I could deal with. Always Near You, Nowhere to Hide, I can kind of get by that. Man of a Thousand Faces, it's all right. Mr. Make Believe, See You in Your Dreams, When You Wish Upon a Star. Okay, so for me, out of 5 stars, I give this record a 2.5. Am I wrong here? Bradley says 3. Facebook user, I don't know who you are. One of you has got to be Doug Ponier. 5 stars, 4 stars, 3 stars. I love Mr. Make-Believe, says Steve Flight. Javier says, I disliked it for many years now. It's one that I listen to all the time. Maybe I don't give it enough chance. Chuck McFarlane gives it 2 stars, even less than me. All right. Let's talk about the record, though, because it's the who's who on this one, right? And I'm going to get to where I got this from. If you look at it, it's like the most pristine copy. Okay. Let's see. Special guests, Bob Seger, Joe Perry, Helen Reddy. I mean, is that weird? I don't know. Helen Reddy, Jeff Skunk Baxter, Donna Summer. Janice Ian, Rick Nielsen, Cher, Michael DeBard. I'm just going by names that I absolutely know. On the back here, you also get, look at all the people. This was when Gene was like really wanting to prove how famous he was, wasn't it? He was like showing off how many, you know, famous people he knew. Everybody's on this record. Lydia Chris. Well, how about this? I'm not sure how many of these people actually performed on the record. I'm just saying. I know that, I can't think of, Katie Sagal, the mom from Married with Children, she performed on this. Her name is on here somewhere. So Gene's, this solo album is very unique. Do you guys agree though? I would go out on a limb and say, this record is why the other records didn't sell as great as they should have. Right? The comments are exactly... Steve says Lassie almost played on it. Okay, that's good. Gene let us see his various musical styles he could tap into. I think he did it well. Okay, look, I'm not going to say that it's not unique. I can tell you this. I'm going to say something that's going to shock the people. I prefer Asshole over this by a long shot. I love that record. I love Asshole. Oh, you know I said that on purpose. I love that record. I love that record. Okay, so, all right. So here's the cool thing. I give it 2.5 stars. You guys have been rating it everywhere from 2 stars all the way up to 5 stars. Let's see. It was my first solo LP. Bradley asked if I was high. I don't know, man. There's something about that record that I really like. I know you're messing with me because of Asshole. Everybody gets an opinion on this show. You don't have to like it. I'm not going to tell you that you're wrong. All right. So now let's talk about this. You know, it came with the poster. So this version of the album, I don't know if you guys have this. How many of you guys have this right here? This special box set of the solo albums? If you're watching, let me know if you guys have. Don't forget, you always, always, always can email me at podcastrockcity1, that's the number 1, @gmail.com. You can email me and tell me when I'm wrong, when I'm right. You don't have to be mean about it, but you can let me know and say, Joe, you're crazy for liking that Asshole album. That's the box set right there. Now, one of the coolest things, first of all, it came with a mat, a solo album's mat for your record player, right? And then this, here's the record, one of the records that it came with. One of the coolest things is that the vinyl is each of the guys' colors. So you can see Gene is red, and then Paul is purple and blue and green. You get the idea. My favorite parts of this is that it came with lithographs on like good cardstock of the album covers. No words. See? It's just the album. Now I'm Karen and I are building a house, and these are gonna go in the living room. Right next to the fireplace. It's going to kick ass. Everybody agree? Yes? Thank you. Raise your hand. I'm thinking about putting the Gene maybe in my bathroom. Come out of the bathroom and there's Gene. It looks awesome. Oh, Karen just said nope. She knows I'm joking. Anyway, this, if you haven't got the box set, you should check it out. It came, I believe, with the posters too. Here's another question. You guys answer down there. Which song off the record do you consider the best? We're going to get to the worst. You tell me what song you consider the best. For me, it's definitely Radioactive. If I had to choose, let me drink a little water. Radioactive. I love Radioactive. Which song do you guys love? Everybody saying Radioactive, Radioactive, Radioactive. I need more water. I talk. Best See You Tonight is somebody saying. Couple See You Tonights. Oh, Ziggy Zag. Yeah, depends on the mood, honestly. Some say. All right, so the best song, I would say the worst. There's a special place for When You Wish Upon a Star because you know why he was singing it. He was singing it because, I mean, his dreams had come true, right? That's what, that was the whole point. And that's kind of touching. Hey, everybody that's watching. Nice to see you guys tonight. This is the 20-minute Kiss Fix, your 20-minute Kiss Fix. If you go all week and you're listening to the hour-long shows like Podcast Rock City or the other shows that are out there, that's great. Listen to them all. Listen to them all. But if you've got a short drive on your hands and you need to get something in, the 20-minute Kiss Fix is on iTunes and Google and everywhere else. And this is your opportunity to just turn on a show, listen to it for 20 minutes on your drive to work or while you're sitting waiting to go into the doctor's office or whatever. I'm going to do this twice a week as often as I can. And that's the point of the 20-minute Kiss Fix. So now that we've talked about the record's best song, what's the worst song? I would say I don't like Living in Sin, really, I guess. I guess I could live with it, but anyway, that's just my opinion. You guys tell me. I'm going to get into some other controversy here. Let me put that away, though, so it doesn't get ruined. I know some of you guys are like, he's touching it. All right. So that there's the record. I have all the records. I know you guys too, with the order forms and the posters on the back. Here's the big question of the day. Did the solo albums really deserve this? For you guys that are listening, I'm holding up the best of the solo albums. Should there really have been a best? Now, do you guys think that if they'd have just released this record, it would have been good? Let's talk about the songs on it. We'll talk about the ones that are on here from Gene. Ace Frehley's on side one. Ace and Peter are on side one. New York Groove, Rip It Out, Speeding Back to My Baby. Peter Criss is You Matter to Me. Tossing and Turning, Hooked on Rock and Roll. Gene Simmons is Radioactive, Mr. Make-Believe, and See You in Your Dreams. Paul Stanley is Tonight You Belong to Me, Move On, Hold Me, Touch Me. Here's some controversy. Ready? I like the Peter Criss album way more than I like Gene's. Give me an amen if you agree with that. I bet I don't get many. I do. I just do. I don't know why. I think I just like the music more. I feel like Peter wasn't like, he didn't really stretch as much as Gene did. So anyway, oh, Chad Hill gave me an amen. Nice. Hold Me, Touch Me should have been on or replaced by Goodbye. Good point. I agree with that. Anyway, we're talking about Gene. Do you think that they picked the right songs for this? Radioactive, Mr. Make-Believe, See You in Your Dreams. Are those the right songs to be on this best of the solo albums? And should they, did they even deserve to have a best of the solo albums? Was this their opportunity or their try? I don't think this obviously wasn't released in the States, I don't think. But anyway, the whole point is did they put this out to try to save what they did from the solo albums, try to make some money on these records? What do you guys think? This didn't come with anything either. I guess this is like, this is West Germany. It's fancy. I don't remember where I got this. There's a record store here in my town, and I visit it all the time. Actually, they know I love Kiss so much that they have my number, and whenever something comes in, they call me. Recently, I got something. Maybe I could show you guys. I guess I don't have it here. I got the Kistery. I owned Kistery, and when I got divorced, I didn't have enough money to pay my mortgage, so I had to sell it. And I hadn't had it in like 10 years, and they called me recently and I was able to get a copy. But I'm not sure where I got this. It could have been at that record store. It looks great. It looks great. So you guys are, man, you guys are tearing up the comments here. Worst song on the record. I know the comments are blowing by too fast. Hit me with the worst song. Go ahead. Let's hear it. Also, next week, I'm going to talk about, let's see. Let's do Peter's album next week. Darth Shredder says Gene gets credit for experimenting. I'm not the type of person to say that that was bad. I think that that was good. But the problem was, I don't think that's what fans wanted. When You Wish Upon a Star is what everybody's... When You Wish Upon a Star. Tunnel of Love, worst song. You guys out there that are listening to this while you're driving to work or whatever, email me, podcastrockcity1, that's the number one, at gmail.com. Now, I know you guys are all serious, serious Kiss fans, right? So here's my question. How many of you ever listened to the Black Box interviews for these records? Now, if you don't know what that is, I guess... Gene, Paul, Ace, and Peter all did an interview where certain questions were asked, and then it was recorded. Then they sent out this box with these tapes in it, and it's basically the interview without anybody asking the questions. So the radio station was able to, like, you know, just go, hey, so Gene, tell me about your inspiration for this record. And then they would dub that in with Gene's answer because they would have the questions. If you have not heard that, I'm going to slap it on our Facebook page tonight, as soon as we're done. Rome Loves Dan says, I had the Black Box one-sided interviews in a tape trade in 1980. Damn. Half Ace says, I've heard the Black Box. I think most of it's on YouTube. I believe that there's the entire thing is on YouTube. Gene solo LP depends on if you want to know Gene as a person or you want the demon. Good point. People wanted the demon. They wanted more God of Thunder, and instead they got, I mean, what did they get? It wasn't God of Thunder. It was Gene going, I'm going to spread my bat wings and I'm going to do something that nobody expects. And I wonder if he thought they're going to buy it anyway. Now, we had Julian Gill on the show. If you guys don't know who that is, he's from Kiss FAQ. We had him on here years ago. And he had just written a book about the solo albums. And surprisingly, the albums, how, according to him, I believe, and I can't remember. I have the book here, and I didn't have a chance to look it up. But I believe it was Gene sold the most, then Ace, then Peter, then Paul. I believe that's what he said according to his book. So... Gene, Ace, Peter, Paul. People went to Paul's last because we had so many songs from Paul. And people were excited to get a whole record from Ace and Peter. So that's kind of nuts. It's kind of nuts when you think about it. Anyway, all right, so 20 minutes is up. I'm going to let you guys go. Hey, I have fun doing this. This Sunday, day after tomorrow, we're going to do our show at 7 p.m. Eastern time. If you're watching this on YouTube right now, subscribe to the channel and ring the bell. Okay, ring the bell, and that'll let you know whenever we post anything or if we go live. Okay. Also, next week I'll do two more 20-minute Kiss Fixes Wednesday and Friday. And then Sunday is going to be our 10-year anniversary for Podcast Rock City. I've enjoyed doing this. I started the show with Lee. She was off the show for years and years and years. I'm thrilled that she's back on. I'm thrilled with the people that I have on. I know I get questions about the other guys all the time. I'm going to tell you guys right now, this is the first time I've said anything. I have not heard from Jody in a very long time, except for one text message on Christmas. So hopefully he's okay. I believe he is. But if he, you know, I don't know if he'll watch this. Call me, dude. Anyway, but maybe one day I'll be able to get in touch with Jody and get him back on here. We did the show for so many years together. Larry actually says, I agree. Peters is better than Jeans. Had too much ego. All right. I'm out of here, you guys. Listen. I know I don't say it enough. I probably say it too much. I love you guys. I do this because I have fun doing it. If you guys aren't here listening or watching, I'm still going to do it because, well, I like talking to myself especially. But I love Kiss. I love Kiss. It's my favorite thing. Every time I feel like I've seen them for the last time, I figure out a way to go see them again. And I'm going to do it again and again and again until I can't anymore. I love you guys. Have a great Friday night. Maybe some of you guys, I don't know if Kiss has already played in the UK tonight, but hopefully some of you guys got to go. That's it. I'm out of here in 3, 2, 1. Peace.